In the headlines, the Barbados Union of Teachers sick out continues, but the Ministry of Education is reporting an incident-free day. We'll hear from Deputy Education Chief Julia Beckles. Meantime, a retired principal backs the BOT's action, saying they were backed into a corner. The Small Business Association of Barbados calling on banks to reconsider blocking some of their members' debit and credit accounts after they fail to register their Know Your Client forms. A man walks free with a not guilty verdict 12 years after being arrested and charged for over $300,000 worth of cannabis possession. And Barbadian-based pathologist Dr. Shibakar Paul called into Ghana to diagnose the cause of death of an 11-year-old found in a pool at a hotel. This is The Latest, the 12:30 edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Ministry of Education is reporting there are no issues within the schools of Barbados that were severely affected yesterday by the staged sick-out as some Barbadian Union of Teachers members decided to stay at home because of no pay on term leave. Deputy Chief Education Officer Julia Beckles tells Starcom Network News that from early this morning, the ministry visited all schools affected and they can report all is well.
At this time, I can report that principals are managing and that schools are settled. We were supported today by teachers from the Erdiston Teachers Training College, student teachers, and retired educators. At this time, I wish on behalf of the Ministry of Educational Transformation to thank those student teachers who came to our assistance, as well as our colleagues who are retired but decided today that they will come at 2 or 8. I also take this opportunity to thank our principals for the creative management of this situation. Thank you.
Deputy Chief Education Officer Julia Beckles. Meantime, retired principal Jeff Brooms has thrown his support behind the BOT in their ongoing sick out. Speaking to Starcom Network, Brooms says the removal of the term's leave was wrong back in 2014 and remains a significant matter that should be addressed.
In this case, I think the Barbadian teachers have been pushed into a corner. When you go into negotiations, you establish terms and conditions of service. It's supposed to be respected. And there's nothing happened now. It's nothing political about it at all. I think anything political started back in 2014. And I spoke then when the terms were unilaterally changed. I thought it was wrong then. I still think it's wrong now. You've told me you've negotiated. The courts have ruled in the favor of the Barbadian teachers. They have met with the Ministry of Education. Ministry of Education have accepted court rulings. I think they should. Then they go to the Public Service Commission. They're being sent from the ministry to the public service, then back to the ministry. It's like a little circle.
Retired Principal Jeff Brooms. 47-year-old Dwayne Antonio Bowen, charged with possession of trafficking 67.2 kilograms of cannabis worth over $300,000, walked away from the Supreme Court yesterday evening with a not guilty verdict. Bowen, represented by the father and son legal duo of Andrew and Matthew Willoughby, spent over a decade fighting this case. Matthew Willoughby tells Starcom Network his client's freedom was long in coming.
He has been on bail for the better part of about 13 years. So it has been very traumatic for him, and he was trying to live a life, a good life. And this matter was over him for all of these years. And he got some relief yesterday.
Matthew Willoughby further pointed out that even this case taking 12 years to conclude, he has seen an improvement with the backlog of cases.
I believe that measures are being put in place to increase the amount of judges. Judges definitely make an effort to have matters adjudicated as quickly as possible. I see that there are many new prosecutors and the attorneys are trying. It's many factors. It's a difficult question. However, I can say that they are trying. The efforts are being made to remedy the delay.
Attorney at Law Matthew Willoughby. The Small Business Association of Barbados is calling on commercial banks to reconsider blocking some of their members' debit and credit accounts after they fail to register their Know Your Client forms. President Dr. Lynette Holder told Starcom Network that she has intervened in the matter and is asking the commercial banks to make the process easier.
Whereas we support, yes, the financial institutions' effort to update that information, I think that there must be a more user-friendly approach to this process. For the simple reason that, as you know, many small businesses may not even have kept track of data that's coming in to them, correspondence, for example, that may be coming to them from their financial institution. This is that. This is an everyday reality that many may not have checked that. Many may not have even seen information from their financial institution that they need to come in.
The Small Business Association President, Dr. Lynette Holder, in the Lunchtime Edition. Senator Gregory Nichols says he is proposing himself to be the next Barbados, positioning himself rather, to be the next Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. Thomas, as the resignation for sitting MP Cynthia Ford is pending. Nichols made the statement as he made a donation of common entrance books to students at Sharon Primary School, and he told Starcom Network News that much like Senator Chad Blackman is replacing Edmund Hinkson, he is gunning to replace Ford.
When that indication was given, a number of members of the branch had asked me to step up to the plate since Cynthia has decided she's not going to be contesting another general election. As a past president of the branch and a member of the branch for several years, this is almost like a smooth transition. I've had the experience in running in a national election before, so I am ready and willing to go.
And have you gotten the blessing from Cynthia or the blessing from the branch? Is that?
Well, I'm working the constituency and working the branch. And everyone in the Barbados Labour Party has a particular way in which we do the process. So it is not an anointing from anyone. You have to make sure that you have the support of the constituency branch. So one person can't give you the blessing, as you say.
That's Senator Gregory Nichols. Well, Barbadian-based pathologist Shibakar Paul has arrived in Ghana as president. Ghana of Dr. Irfan Ali has ordered an inquiry into the disappearance and subsequent death of an 11-year-old found in a pool at a hotel. We get more details from Travis Chase.
Around shortly after 10 on Wednesday, on Thursday morning, that angered residents. They protested, they lit tires, burned debris, blocked the road, and that prompted the president to order an independent autopsy. The Barbadian-based pathologist, Dr. Shibakar Kara Paul, he arrived in Ghana Thursday evening, and up to the time of speaking with you, Barry, the autopsy had not been conducted. The hotel owners remain in police custody. It should be noted that in spite of repeated media queries from the police force, there have been no answers just yet.
That's Travis Chase. Our top stories, the Barbados Union of Teachers sick out continues, but the Ministry of Education is reporting an incident-free day. Meantime, a retired principal backs the BOT's action, saying they were backed into a corner. The Small Business Association of Barbados calling on commercial banks to reconsider blocking some of their members' debit and credit accounts after some failed to register their Know Your Client forms. A man walks free with a not guilty verdict 12 years after being arrested and charged for over $300,000 worth of cannabis possession. And Barbadian-based pathologist Dr. Shibakar Paul called into Ghana to diagnose the cause of death of an 11-year-old found in a pool at a hotel. This has been the latest, the 12:30 edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network Net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.